Progress Test, Unit 9.
I'm Kenneth Abuja, a space archaeologist. Now, in case you think we've found pyramids on Mars, we haven't. Space archaeologists use satellite technology to search for ancient sites on Earth, places which are impossible to see from the ground. When ancient cities fell into decline, buildings fell down to be slowly covered by earth and plants. But buried ruins cause small changes in the surface soil or vegetation. For example, ruins below the surface may raise the ground slightly. Buried bricks also absorb more water than the surrounding earth, and this makes faint patterns on the ground after rain. These things are too spread out to see when you're standing next to them, but they can be detected from space using normal or infrared photos. People are making amazing discoveries in this way. In 2011, a team of scientists led by Sarah Parkak from the University of Alabama announced that they may have discovered 17 lost pyramids in Egypt using satellite imaging. I say may because archaeologists won't really know what they found until they dig there. For example, you might excavate what you think is a small pyramid only to discover it's actually a large tomb. Along with finding many other possible settlements and tombs, perhaps the most important achievement of Parkak's team was the rediscovery of Tanis, a 3,000-year-old town which once played a significant role in ancient Egyptian history. A French archaeological team has since begun to excavate Tanis, which is a maze of buildings and streets. The French are also using the satellite images just like street maps. The photos tell them where to dig. Put like this, it may sound easy to find ancient cities using satellites, but believe me, it isn't. It took Parkak's team years of hard work, thousands of hours of scanning satellite images to make their discoveries. Parkak is the world's leading satellite archaeologist, but lots of other people are getting involved. In 2010, a satellite study discovered hundreds of circular structures in the upper Amazon. People who went to investigate the structures found that they were wide trenches cut into the ground. They also found pottery which dated from AD 200 to about AD 1300. The structures could have been made for defense or ceremonies, but I don't personally believe so. I think they were used for agriculture. Whoever is correct, what came as a shock was the fact that the structures are there at all. We used to think there were no permanent ancient settlements in the Amazon. Now we're seeing evidence of a large population and a sophisticated culture. It's undermining old theories and changing our view of Native American culture in a fundamental way. One final example I'd like to share is the story of William Gaddery. He isn't a professional space archaeologist, just a very intelligent 15-year-old. William had been interested in Mayan astronomy for some time when he had a flash of inspiration, a connection which no professional astronomer or archaeologist had been so imaginative as to make. He wondered whether Mayan star pictures or constellations were linked to the exact locations of Mayan cities on the ground. After studying 23 Mayan constellations and 117 Mayan settlements on Google Earth, he discovered that he was right. He then looked at a Mayan constellation where one star didn't match to any known ancient site. Was there a lost city near to the other cities in the constellation? He assumed so. Using only his home computer and satellite photos, he's found some strange shapes in the jungle in Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. They look like a pyramid and some houses. Photographs alone aren't enough to prove if Gadhari is right. It remains to be seen if anything will actually be found when archaeologists investigate the site. Some people expect so, but whatever happens, Gadhari is to be congratulated. At his age, the best I was doing was learning tricks on my skateboard.